What's good? What's good? I'm back. You're truly one and only Paul Pico, host of the Paul Pico Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I want to react to this interesting video, very interesting video about criminal gangs using Spotify to launder money. I could pretty much assume and guess how they're doing it, but, you know, we want to get all the details for show. But before we do that, I'm going to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
The marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Get 15% off music promo, promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LABORDAY2022. Three. All right, let's get into it. How criminal gangs are using Spotify to launder money. As a music promo guy, this is very interesting. I pretty much think I know how they're doing it, but we're about to see.
Not just hurting the labels and Spotify, it's hurting artists as well. So we're about to talk about how they do it and how they're using hip hop to make it happen. Let's check it out. All right, bro. It says Swedish criminal gangs use fake in America too, but this is actually pretty interesting because these are like gangs. Yeah. This is organized crime, criminal gangs behind a rise in bombings and shootings in Sweden in recent years are using fake Spotify streams to launder money, a Swedish newspaper reported on Tuesday. You want to know how they know?
How they know?
Snitches.
Like from the gang?
From the gang.
Damn.
About four of them, the police investigations have confirmed it as well. But they said there's been four dudes who like straight up said, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Must not be happy with that 0.004. Should they break it down even?
Right, the Spotify streams.
Should they get as clean cut as they thought it was going to be? Like, what?
Hey, that's a fact. They get the artist struggle. It's like, dang, man, we only getting this much back per... Now it's like, oh, I guess I could get more money being a snitch. You know what I mean? One guy said, I can say with 100% certainty that this goes on. I have been involved in it myself. Straight up. Right? Now, this is the crazy part about it. We're talking about drug deals, robberies, fraud, contract killings, and we're talking about bombing. So again, this is the official stuff. And the way they're doing it is they're taking Bitcoin, so they're converting that money into Bitcoin, and then they're paying the people who do bots for their Spotify streams.
Damn.
Okay, so I get what they're doing. They're basically, they're taking the drug money and they're buying Bitcoin. And they're taking that Bitcoin and they're buying Spotify streams, bot streams. And you can get bot streams as low as 38 cents, 48 cents for 1,000. Every 1,000 is $4. So, yeah, man. The only problem with that is if they get so aggressive with it and Spotify catches on, they'll just remove the songs and they won't get the payouts. So they got to be smart about it. Like, that's the thing. Like, when an unsigned artist starts getting a shit ton of plays and doesn't have no followers, they got no traction outside of Spotify, no YouTube traction, no TikTok, no Instagram, no Facebook, none of that. And nobody really knows them. They're just getting a ton of plays out of nowhere on Spotify, they're going to catch on to that. They're going to flag that. But if they're doing it right, because I think I seen a video where this guy that got locked up, not for Spotify streaming, he got locked up for something else, I think it was. He said he was botting 6,000 plays per day per song. And he was saying that's really the max out. So if he had 10 songs, we'll say he had 10 songs, 10 songs, 60,000 plays per day. You figure it's $4 per thousand. So that's 60 times $4. So he was getting about, what, $240 a day. Once you multiply that times 30 days, I mean, you look at that $7,500 a month off of bot streams. That pays a lot of people's bills. And this is the thing, though. I think he was doing it on way more than 10 songs. I think it was like a bunch of songs. So if they're doing it the right way, that's the thing. Even when you bot stuff, there's a right way and a wrong way to bot. It doesn't matter what you do in life. There's a right way and a wrong way. You know, even the bot guys, they get to where they do things wrong because they get greedy and they get aggressive. And they're unsigned, unknown artists that nobody knows getting all this traffic out of nowhere, which draws red flags. And it's not translating over to followers, saves, other playlist ads, anything of that nature.
Man, it's like I want to be morally sound and hate it, but it's shit kind of genius. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, it's right. It's a play that's right there.
As far as money laundering, it is kind of genius. You know, it really
in front of you.
Yeah,
it's very simple because the music industry traditionally has been used to launder money anyway.
Yeah, like throughout right? history. Yeah,
it's just a new way, easier way to do it, and
faster.
And faster.
Yeah.
All right. Don't have to leave your house. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta convince this nigga to go outside.
And these are real artists, by the way.
Okay. I was just about to ask that. Like, real. So,
Okay. So, the real artists. That's the thing. But still, this still applies. They're real artists. They're botting it up. The artists apparently are okay with it because I guess they're getting a cut. Maybe the artists are under the impression that the plays are real. I don't know. I mean, because it's a game.
You know if the artists are actually
aware?
Aware, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. So that part, I don't know. This is the thing, though. We've seen this plenty of times. I mean, especially, you know, in the U.S., we got a lot of gangs that...
Fun music
careers, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So... That's nothing.
A lot of drug dealers as well, too. A lot of drug dealers have launched music careers. Gangs are more extorting music careers than they're funding them.
You know there's a lot of artists that are attached to gangs. And in this particular case, it reminds me of the artists that I've seen on Instagram. You ever seen these guys where it's a lot of money on the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're just like, okay, this could be like a fake digital marketer type money. Like, oh, they're just paying for stuff. They really don't have this money. But then you see enough of the scroll, and you're like, no, this guy got money.
Yeah, it's real.
There's money coming from somewhere. All right, this ain't just the I rented this. This is real money. The streams ain't that great, or the streams are great. But the music is trash, so you still know, like, all right, this ain't really coming from there. And that's the situations where I feel like these artists don't know. It's like when you have an organization funding a lifestyle, so you are living good, right? They probably own clubs and things like that. So there's always going to be a look for you when you go to the club. They know how to make the club move and give you a certain level of attention. But the artist might not know some of this level of attention is just from out of respect from the game. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not all love for me. And then on the back end, they boosting my streams and I don't know. So I'm living in this entire bubble Well, I think I am the man. I think I'm popping, but these guys are really funding an entire lifestyle. I'm living in a damn bubble.
You know, it's not even just that. This is the problem. I'm a music promoter. I never push Spotify first. Spotify is one of the last things that it's coming out my mouth to try to tell you to put your money into. Like, if you're a real music promo guy, you'd be pushing YouTube and TikTok first and foremost, and then Instagram and Facebook and things of that nature. But you'd be YouTube and TikTok. That's what you would be pushing. And so when you're an artist that's always concerned more about Spotify than anything else, like, and I deal with musicians, that's all they really care about is Spotify this, Spotify that. The problem is Spotify isn't breaking new artists. You as an independent artist really can't break yourself on Spotify because Spotify doesn't allow for engagement with your songs directly on Spotify. The problem with Spotify is, you know, they got to implement one feature and then it'd be totally different. If they allow people to comment on songs and people to reply to those comments, then you got something. But Spotify doesn't allow for engagement on the songs. All you could do is click a like. That's not engagement. If you can't comment on it and give your feedback, it's just too limited. And the problem with Spotify is you got Spotify's playlists. You got the record label playlists, and record labels are botting up. Record labels, you know, Spotify playlist up here, record label playlist below Spotify, and record labels are botting up their playlists. If you think theirs are all organic, well, that's horse shit. And then once you get down to the independents, a lot of them have the bot because playlisters have no influence. They have no influence. And it's hard to have an influence when nobody can comment on your content. Playlisters have no influence. They're not influencers. They are curators. They are different. If they had influence, curators would be considered influencers, but they're not. They are considered curators.
That movie, that Jim Carrey movie.
Bubble Boy?
No. Is that a movie? That's a real movie?
Yeah, it's a real movie. Bubble Boy?
And it's a Jim Carrey movie?
I don't know if Jim Carrey.
Okay. It's a movie. It's the movie where he was like living in a fake life and they set up the whole neighborhood. Oh man. Whatever. Somebody will know it in the comments. It's a pretty known movie, right? All right. So I want to give a reminder that being independent is not just about not being signed to a label. It's actually making money without being signed to a label, being able to have a sustainable career. And for those of y'all who actually want to be able to make money from your fan base, you're serious about figuring out how to monetize. I have a free video that you can check out. I don't need your email. I don't need your phone number. I don't need any information. All you have to do is go to www.nolabelsnecessary.com/monetize. And I'm going to show you the lies that artists have been told that have been keeping them, probably you too, from monetizing your fan base, and how shifting that perspective has allowed one artist we're working with to be on track to make over $500,000 this year.
See what he's talking about? He's talking about fan base and monetizing it. Thing about Spotify, yes, your music is monetized on there, but you can't build the fan base without YouTube, without TikTok, without Instagram, without Facebook, without one of these other platforms. And Spotify, you're at risk for bots almost, you know, 7-8 times out of 10. You know, unless you're getting on Spotify's playlist. And guess what? Spotify's not adding everybody to their playlist. And once they do, they're not going to add you to the top playlist. They're going to add you to the mediocre ones. They're only going to get about 10, 20,000 listeners, and they're going to drop you after a few days or a week. They're not even going to give you the whole 30-day experience.
This is a different era. Don't fall for that trap saying artists can't make money. Artists do not have to be broke. So if you want to escape that trap, go to www.nolabelsnecessary.com/monetize. You do have to make sure you put the www in the beginning when you type it in your URL and watch this free video again. You're not going to be asked to put in your email. You're not going to be asked for your phone number, but it won't be up forever. Check it out. Hip hop accounts for most streams, fake streams, by the way.
I believe that.
So they are using hip hop to do it. One guy.
And why is that? Partially is because out of 100,000 songs per day, 80% of them are rap songs. And also, hip hop is always ahead of the curve when it comes to things. What's the biggest playlist on Spotify? Rap Caviar. What were the biggest hip playlists? I mean, the biggest blogs, you know, they were all hip hop at first. A lot, hip hop is always ahead of the curve with a lot of these things. You know, who blew up on TikTok first? A rapper kind of cat, Lil Nas X spitting his little rap. Yeah, like rap dudes and hip hop dudes are really ahead of the curve on a lot of things in the internet. Who blew up on SoundCloud? Who's blowing up on Audio Mac? You know? Yeah, man. I mean, when 80% of the music being released accounted for is rap and hip hop, yes, I would argue that rap and hip hop is doing most of the botting as well.
I said, since 2019, that's when they really started using hip hop, because in Sweden in particular, it started to win awards. It started to get a lot of attention and take off over in Sweden. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, isn't Spotify a Swedish company?
So they've been using hip hop especially, but to hip hop's credit, it is also the most consumed on digital platforms.
Well, that's only because, once again, 80% of 100,000 songs are rap and hip hop songs. It's also the most oversaturated genre as well.
So, yes, they account for 84.5% of fake streams reported on Music Business Worldwide,
which is pretty much the exact amount of that they account for music released on daily. It makes a lot of sense.
That's a huge percentage.
That's crazy.
But at the same time,
that makes so many things make sense.
It's the most consumed though. So it's like,
And you know what? I didn't actually know that it counted for 84% of the bot streams, but that makes sense because it counts for 80% of the music being released on a daily. It's not so much pop or Afrobeats or country or rock or any of these other genres that are oversaturated, because they only make up 20%.
People saying I need to use hip hop just because that's what's most likely going to consume. Are they using fake, or are they signing hip hop artists because they know that's the best type of music, and then they do fake streams? You know what I mean?
No. I would argue that the oversaturation is why it is being botted so much. It's so much harder to get organic plays and to get real plays in hip hop and rap when literally it accounts for 80% of the music being released. Like, it ain't like a pop artists are swimming in a sea of oversaturation, or Afro beats or country. It's just rap and hip hop that are swimming in a sea of oversaturation. So algorithms isn't going to trigger all these artists' names when it counts for 80% and a lot of them unknown and never heard of.
Yeah.
I don't blame it on hip hop. It just happens to be the most streamed, and people are using what makes sense. And it's easier to hide within what's most streamed as well.
Exactly. I think it's most streamed, lowest barrier to entry than, you know, most other music genres. Yes. And I don't know if they thought this far ahead, but it's like, if we get caught.
Yeah, and let's throw that in. Lowest barrier of entry, meaning you don't got to make good or great music.
Oh, this shit might actually boost the credibility, because that genre respects things like that. You know what I'm saying? As sad as it is to say, bro, like, you know, sad as it is.
No, it doesn't build the credibility that hip hop and rap is being bodied 84% of all genres. What it says is, it says the music is not that great or good, so they have to bot it. It says it's totally oversaturated, so they have to bot it. And what does it say? What does that say for the record labels if 84% of the bot streams are rap and hip hop? What does that say about it? I mean, it says it's also misrepresented the amount of fans that are truly listen is embellished and over exaggerated. The interest for hip hop is not exactly what they're saying it is if it's the most bodied genre out of all the genres. That, I mean, that's crazy. I didn't even know that stat. I just knew 80% of the music being released was rap and hip hop. I didn't know it made up and accounted for 84% of bot streams.
It is to say, if they got, like, we talking about it right now because they got caught.
That is the twisted world that the hip hop lives in. And by the way, that just for conversions, they're saying that they've amassed millions of streams, and a million streams in Sweden pays about 40,000 to 60,000 kronor.
Okay.
Now that converts similar to America because it's about 30.
And that's another thing. They could take that money and convert it to American dollars or some other currency that's less valuable and get more dollars in that currency. Like, if they say it's like they're in Sweden, but say it was like a Mexican drug cartel and they had it set up in Sweden, they could convert those Sweden dollars into Mexican dollars and get way more Mexican dollars.
$500 to $5,300.
Okay.
Per million streams. Right. So it's in a similar range. I know some countries convert a little differently, but with that being said they have seen a boost in organic streams because of their bots.
Yeah, I mean.
And you're going to, eventually. You're going to eventually. Because when you start searching the algorithms, the artists with the most followers, the playlists with the most followers, they're going to show up at the top of the list. And the most plays, all that's going to, you know, kick in. But the fact that this is a news story, it's probably not going to go on but so long.
You know, we had the whole bot episode we talked about.
I know.
You know, it can lead you to the promised land in small, specific situations.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Botting was designed for that, to give you a boost and then some organic later. But if you don't actually have good or great music, it might not necessarily work. There's something about you that doesn't stand out amongst the rest, because you still got to stand out. Still got to stand out.
Questions?
In specific, and if you don't really care for real anyway, you just really trying to launder that money. A couple of organic streams is just an add-on.
But see, that's when I would start to get scared if I was in. I'd be like, oh, shit, they're starting to build a real fan base. It means there's going to be real people paying attention to this operation that could bring this whole thing. That's when I would get nervous.
They ain't trying to knock off the artist?
I mean, maybe.
And, you know, if they're like a gang culture artist, they could build fan base organically once people start kicking in and they algorithmically search through Spotify and they start popping up because they're probably botting the followers, the play, they're probably botting, you know, multiple aspects.
Not knock them off, but like, I'd be like, yo, I ain't saying I don't want you, because to your point, right, the artist, let's assume they don't know what's going on. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Let's assume that.
Now our goals conflict because I want to be as big as possible and bring as much attention to myself, but they're probably like, oh, you know, too much attention can be a bad thing in this situation because
Now
if we start getting a lot of real fans, Spotify has enough to go like, this shit ain't adding up. Like, you know what I'm
saying? The problem I have with what he's saying is record labels don't care about that either. Record labels don't care about making good or great music. They only care about the numbers, the analytics. You think record labels care about whether the plays are real or not? No, they just care about the money, man. The money. The money. It's all this is about, man, is the money.
I'm saying, like, we have enough real metrics here to see that the rest of this shit is sus as fuck. Right. And now the whole operation comes crashing down because you wanted to be a superstar.
Because you wanted to be a superstar. Because
you wanted to be Swedish Drake.
Impact the world and stuff. Change lives. Come on, man.
So it's just like, I could get it. You know, I could understand. Yeah. And I don't know, man. If the artists are aware, because, you know, I know a lot of, well, I don't say I know, but I've known of artists in the U.S. that were definitely aware.
Yeah,
that it was happening. You know, look at what's his name? G Herbo is going through a not a similar situation, but a situation where he learned that, like, hey, my manager was doing some suspect things to help keep my career afloat, and then it's all coming crashing down on me. And my,
you know what the problem is though? It's even worse than that. As a music promoter, and I use like daily playlists to submit hub and things like that to pitch the playlist. And, you know, I got contacts of playlisters and whatnot. You got random playlisters that out there that claim that they got these AI playlists. And it's like Waver.ai and there's another one. And they claim they got these AI playlists that, and they say these playlists are playing at McDonald's and coffee shops and like Foot Lockers. And the thing is I've never been into a McDonald's and ever heard anything played other than like satellite radio or something. You know, I've never been in a coffee shop and heard anything played other than satellite radio. I've never seen a independent playlist played. So they randomly add the songs to the playlist and they're definitely bought it up and people will be on the playlist for like 3 or 4 days, get a however many bot plays they get for 3 or 4 days, and they take them off the playlist and get this, basically trying to give them a little teaser. Like, we're going to add them to the playlist. They see a little bit of plays, we take them off. And if they want to get back on the playlist, you got to go to the website that's in the description. And they lie about the website being an AI website, saying it plays at McDonald's and all these places that it does it. And then you got to pay for a slot. So when you got people randomly adding songs to playlists that are bots, what can you do? It's like, it's almost impossible to avoid bots on Spotify when they're randomly adding songs to a playlist. If somebody like doesn't like you and wants to shut you down, they could literally buy a bunch of bots and run it to your song and sabotage it. People could sabotage you with bots if they wanted to. Sabotage your song, sabotage your playlist, you know. And that's why TikTok is the number one platform to me personally, and because it's the only platform that you can't bot every aspect. Like, when you do a dance challenge, you can't bot an actual real person dancing to the song. You can't bot the actual TikTok challenges when real people are going in there and doing a challenge. You can bot every other aspect of every platform online, to likes, the comments, the plays, the views, whatever, you know? So, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm not surprised gangs are laundering money through Spotify and using bots to do it when they could get 1,000 plays for, you know, 38, 48 cents. And sometimes these bots over-deliver massively. Sometimes they massively over-deliver and you're getting like, you know, you might pay for 1,000 and they deliver like 4 or 5 thousand. So now you're getting 4 or 5 times what you're laundering. You know, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. So once again, thank you for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.